it. It's a free-for-all Friday. God bless America. I'm Steve Gruber. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Friday, October 25th, 2019. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, an Arkansas hunter is dead after a deer he shot turned and attacked. He called his wife to tell her he'd been gored, but that was the end of it. He died on the way to the hospital. We'll have the whole story. Number two, AOC and Mark Zuckerberg get to know each other on Capitol Hill. She's demanding censorship on Facebook. He's defending free speech. Guess where the liberals come down? And number one, the war of words in Washington boiling over. Republicans say it's time for Democrats to show what they have in their secret impeachment hearings. It's time to come out from behind the curtain and tell the world about these high crimes and misdemeanors. But now more intrigue from Michael Horowitz and from John Durham. Big news overnight because Durham's investigation into possible FBI misconduct has transitioned now into a full-blown criminal investigation. And that is key to what's going on here, a full-blown criminal investigation now at hand for John Durham. Now, that means that John Durham, the U.S. attorney from Connecticut, working at the behest of William Barr, the attorney general, he can now subpoena witnesses, he can convene a grand jury, and more importantly, he can issue criminal charges against people. One of the things that they want to do is talk to John Clapper and, James Clapper and John Brennan, both of whom are resisting the idea, but it's part of who they want to talk to. Now, one of the things that has come to light out of all of this, the trip recently to Italy, you remember that? William Barr went to Italy, requested a special room, a secure room where they could listen to some recordings. What they were listening to, apparently, and hearing was a tape of a deposition by Joseph Mifsud. Mifsud is key in all of this. He's this Maltese professor, this businessman, this guy mixed up in this whole mess. And William Barr, trying to figure out how it all fits in, heard Mifsud say that he was afraid for his life. Afraid for his life. He's also the one that brought George Papadopoulos into all of this, you see. So Mifsud is key. Mifsud, according to Papadopoulos, was part of a setup against him to trigger the entire Russia investigation. So all of this is very, very important. And like I said, Durham, very interested to question James Clapper and John Brennan, the former director of national intelligence and the CIA director, respectively, both dismissed the idea. Now, here's what's important. It was Clapper and Brennan who were at the helm when Mifsud spoke to Papadopoulos. They were also in charge when the unverified, a pretty much completely discredited dossier paid for by the DNC and the Hillary Clinton campaign was produced to come up with dirt on then-candidate Donald Trump. It was all produced at the behest of the DNC and the Hillary Clinton campaign. Where it gets tricky is the path that it takes from there. Part of it goes through Italy, apparently. Part of it goes through Ukraine. Part of it goes through the UK, and part of it goes through Australia. This was going on all over the place. And the FBI at the time obscured the fact that the Clinton campaign and DNC funded the dossier in its warrant application. This is where a lot of this started. Now, we also have word today, this is important, that Michael Horowitz, the inspector general, is finalizing his report. He is finalizing his report on possible FISA abuses, abuses of the courts used to spy on people, in this case, spy on Americans, spy on a presidential campaign. The real question for me, and it should be the same question for you, is anybody actually going to be held to account for this? Is anybody going to actually be held to account for what happened? Because the pieces are becoming more and more clear. There was an investigation undertaken. There was an undertaken the investigation focusing on Donald Trump, his candidacy. It followed him through into the transition and into the White House, it appears. And there are brand new text messages revealed now from Peter Strzok and others being revealed by Chuck Grassley and Ron Johnson, two Republican senators, demanding to know why certain things haven't been looked at. We'll get to that in a moment. But the Horowitz report, Justice Department, I'll read from a Fox report on this. Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz told Senate and House lawmakers Thursday that the process of finalizing his report into potential Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, that's FISA abuses, ahead of the 2016 presidential election was nearing completion. That according to a letter cited by Fox News. The lengthy draft report concerns sensitive national and law enforcement matters, Horowitz wrote in the letter, adding that he anticipated the final report will be released publicly and with few redactions. We're going to have some transparency here. We're going to see how the folks that are listed and labeled in there enjoy transparency. Now, the understanding of the reporting now is that because of Horowitz's work here on the FISA reports, that triggered the decision to have John Durham look deeper, go farther, and turn this other investigation into a criminal investigation. No longer an inquiry, but a criminal investigation being conducted by John Durham. Now, there is an effort afoot right now. Make no mistake, you look at the reporting from the New York Times, you look at the reporting from MSN and Yahoo and others, they claim that because John Durham has now been able to impanel a grand jury and issue subpoenas and, yes, file charges, this is all part of Donald Trump's use of the intelligence community to weaponize against his political opponents. Hardly. Political opponents were weaponized against Donald Trump to begin with. They are trying to search for the answers of what went wrong here and where the corruption lies. But the narrative out of the left, including the media, is to discredit William Barr, to discredit John Durham, to discredit Michael Horowitz, to discredit anybody who gets close to the truth. Smear them. Scorched earth policy. Make them look as if they're nothing more than political stooges for the White House. That's the plan. That's the narrative you're going to hear. Now, back to where we were. It has emerged that in all of this, the FISA court was misled. That continues to be what we're hearing in the reporting. And it doesn't matter where the reporting comes from. If you dig deep enough into a New York Times report, even though they may bury it 20 paragraphs in, you will find the indications that, for example, Michael Isakoff, a story that he wrote, was used as evidence of the factual nature of the dossier, the Steele dossier, when in fact we know now that he was briefed on the dossier by others ahead of time. And we also know that Bob Mueller was unable to establish any sort of a relationship between the Trump campaign and Russia. No collusion. Remember, they were unable to establish. Page 2. Unable in the Mueller report, unable to establish. Page 2. And on those texts, let me read a couple of those to you from Peter Strzok. They're kind of important. In April of 2017, when he wrote to an unidentified agency might be the source of some of the leaks to the media that he had been seeing. And he was upset because it was making the CIA look better than the FBI. And he said, it might explain why all these weird, seemingly incorrect leads all these media folks have would also highlight agency as a source of some of the leaks. What agency? He said, the sisters have begun leaking like mad, scorned and worried and political. They're kicking into overdrive. Who are the sisters? These are questions Senator Johnson and Senator Grassley are demanding of the Inspector General on that side of the ledger. There's a lot happening here. A lot of serious conversations happening, ones you should be aware of. I'm glad you're tuned in on this Friday. It's the Steve Gerber Show, just getting started. We'll be right back.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. Car insurance in Michigan is a problem not yet solved. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close, and there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected officials they need to fix this. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com. Thousands of jobs across the state of Michigan may be lost due to some recent changes in the auto insurance system. If you think Michigan's elected officials should be doing what they can to lower insurance premiums without closing businesses, learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com. Elected officials in Michigan broke their promise for a transparent, balanced process when it came to reforming auto insurance. They passed a bill in the middle of the night which had no public hearings and no fiscal analysis. Worse yet, it created many new problems while failing to address the real issues. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close. And there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected officials they need to fix this. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.
Let's make the new year the best one ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Lose weight, detox, and balance your hormones in as little as 25 days with MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. This isn't one of those yo-yo diets where you lose weight with shakes or bars, then put it all back on again when you go back to real food. MyPureHealthSolutions.com uses real food from the grocery store. Our health coaches will support you every step of the way and track your progress. Lose weight and make this the best new year ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.